Wonder Woman, Des Cahill, they're calling her in the Mirror today. There's no pressure, as they're all asking, can Rachel Blackmore do the double?
Well, Wonder Woman is a fair enough tribute to her. The latest scoreline as it stands, Mary, Rachel Blackmore 5, Great Britain 4. That's the number of winners each of them has had at Cheltenham this week. It's an incredible statistic. And despite all of the wonderful Irish wins yesterday, and there were six more, the big story is summed up in those two words, Rachel Blackmore. She's the leading jockey at the festival after wins yesterday on Alaho and Tell Me Something Girl. 5 wins for her, and it's just a remarkable achievement. It really is, in amongst the men. She doesn't come from a racing background. It's a tremendous story. She's a fabulous young woman as well. She's a lovely person. So I'd be thrilled for her if she continues and makes the leading jockey at the festival today. It's the final day, of course. Yesterday, Flooring Porter, trained by Gavin Cromwell, won the feature, the Stayers Hurdle, in the hands of jockey Danny Mullins, who only got the ride because the original jockey Johnny Moore was injured. And Johnny generously suggested that he should step down and get Danny Mullins in instead. We'll be going live to Cheltenham later in the programme to discuss Rachel's prospects of finishing as leading jockey, and Kian McCormack will be visiting her home village of Killinall. So lots more on that in the programme. And Rupert Bell joining us as well. Now this afternoon, Willie Mullins album photo will be seeking to make it 3 gold cups. That also would be a remarkable achievement. The big race is off at 3:05. There's also racing in Dundalk this evening. Now there's lots of drama in the Europa League football last night. Manchester United reached the quarterfinals after a brilliantly taken goal by Paul Pogba, earned them a 1-0 win at AC Milan to secure a 2-1 aggregate victory in their last 16 tie. Arsenal stumbled into the quarterfinal. They had a 1-0 defeat at home to Olympiacos, but they win 3-2 on aggregate. Pressure grows on Jose Mourinho. Tottenham were knocked out following a 3-0 loss to Dinamo Zagreb after extra time. Spurs going out 3-2 on aggregate. And following the defeat to their neighbours Arsenal on Sunday, the Tottenham captain Hugo Lloris didn't hold back on his teammates afterwards.
I think we are all more than disappointed. It's just a disgrace. I just hope everyone in the changing room feel responsible of the situation, because it's a disgrace. Now, what can I say more about it? Talking about the game of Sunday, I think it's not the right moment. The taste of the defeat tonight is just more than painful, and we are all responsible of that.
Strong stuff. Now, Rangers were also knocked out. They lost 2-0 at home to Slavia Prague, 3-1 on aggregate. Rangers had 2 men sent off in that game. The draw for the quarterfinals of both the Europa League and the Champions League takes place today at 11 o'clock, and you can watch it live on RTE News Now. Tonight sees the start of the Electricity League, with champions Shamrock Rovers hosting St Pat's and Waterford going to Drogheda. The Rovers-Pats game is live on RTE. Waterford and Drogheda can be seen on Watch LOI. It's a tough task for St Pat's going to Talla, but their manager, Stephen O'Donnell, is relishing the prospect.
Just really looking forward to it. You can't get a much better game or a much bigger game live on RTE. And you're playing the league champions' first game of the season in a great venue in Talla Stadium, and a lovely surface, a lovely pitch. So we're also well aware it's going to be a very difficult match. You know, they are league champions. They were the best team in the league last year, so we're going to have to be at the top of our game to get something, but it's one we're looking forward to.
In rugby news, Scotland's postponed Six Nations match against France in Paris has been rearranged for next Friday night, March 26th. And meanwhile, as Ireland prepared to take on England in the Six Nations tomorrow, recalled Irish scrum half Conor Murray has been talking to Michael Corcoran about the challenge that Ireland face.
Huge. Anytime you play England, home or away, particularly at home, it's a massive occasion. It's one that doesn't take any motivation from the leaders. It's just there, you can feel it during the week. So that has been the case this week, and lads are chomping at the bit to go. You don't need to say much. You know, the atmosphere is already there.
I can ask you just one final question. Do you think that it's unfair that some people have kind of tagged you as a box kicking scrum half? There are other elements to your game.
Yeah, that's just what the kind of outside noise is, I suppose, from time to time. But, you know, I've a huge belief in what we're doing here, and the coaches are the very same. You know, they back you to you know, back yourself and put on a show and you know, back your skill set. And it, for me, it definitely goes further than kicking the ball in the air. That's obviously a big part of the tactics in international rugby. It's something that we do we do well. England do it really well. So, you know, that'll be one element of what's to come at the weekend.
And that game is live on Saturday Sport tomorrow. We'll have Donal Lenihan's verdict on the game in the next hour. Meanwhile, there are three games this evening in the Guinness Pro 14. Leinster versus Ospreys, Munster versus Benetton, and Ulster play Zebre. Finally for now, some golf news. Shane Lowry is in a tie for ninth place going into the second round of the Honda Classic in Florida. Shane's on 3 under par, 6 shots behind the leader, Australia's Matt Jones. Patrick Harrington is 2 over par, and Graham McDowell finished on 9 over.